Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and a quick break, and we're changing tracks to talk a little bit about a studio tour that is not to be missed. Every year, Carpentria does probably the best studio tour in the universe. And to talk about with us today, I have old friend Ted Rhodes, who is quite the anchor there in Carpentria with all the arts, Carpentria Arts Center. We've talked about this over the years on the show. And Christina Calkins, who's the program volunteer and events coordinator for the Carpentria Arts Center. This is the 12th annual Carpentria and Summerlin Artist Studio Tour. It's Mother's Day weekend. Not to be missed. There's a lot of artists. I mean, 33 artists this year. A lot of artists.
32.
Yeah,
the 33rd one is where our group show is.
Oh, okay. So Palm Loft is your group show. It's not at the Art Center this year because the Art Center is under construction.
That's correct, yes.
So it's at Arturo's Gallery, the Palm Loft Gallery.
Yeah, Arturo has been really generous with us. We needed a space. Next year at this time, we're going to have two new beautiful galleries made out of the old Cajun Kitchen building that we had the opportunity to purchase, and we're just finishing that capital campaign. But we're excited. But we like to have a group show. Not every art tour or art walk has a group show, but it really gives people the opportunity to go in and see what they want to go to. Because you can't really go around and see 32 studios, even in 2 days, very easily. And I'm also excited that three of us are going to be in Summerlin at the old Just Folk building.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to that because I actually used to work for them. They were a great company. They still are a good company, but they've gone completely online now.
Yeah.
But they were a wonderful gallery.
That's such a cool building. And who's going to be there? Yourself and a couple
myself
others?
And then photographer Reeve Wolpert.
Oh, Reeve's going to be there.
And then also Doris Drabi, who's on our committee and is a painter. And then Tom Henderson is going to be in his own place, but we're going to maybe have a painting of his down there just to nudge people towards Tom's place that don't know him.
Christina, tell us, is there anything special in your mind happening this year?
Oh, certainly. There's lots happening. Not only are we remodeling the Cajun Kitchen, which will now be the Labou Gallery and the Robinson Studio, but we have many programs that we offer, including all sorts of classes for many different levels, from little toddlers, song and art, to more advanced art classes. This summer alone, we will offer almost 20 high-quality classes.
That's great.
And you can find all of our listings on our website, which is www.carpentriaartscenter.org. And be sure and add the S to arts, because we're so much more than visual arts, fine arts. We have poetry readings this Friday in our community gardens in Carpinteria. We have a poetry celebration at 5:30 in honor of National Poetry Month. And this summer, we're going to have lots of concerts in our courtyard. And these are all free to the public. So bring a picnic down and come join us.
God, this just is fantastic.
And one reason, in the past, like I think it was last year, Julie Montgomery was here with me. I've usually brought someone that's on the committee or one of the participating artists. But I thought this year would be so important to bring a staff person because right now the Artist Studio Tour, I mean, we have all of these programs, as you just heard about, that
just astounded.
They're happening around town, but right now they're not happening at the center because we're remodeling. And you know what it's like when you remodel your kitchen, you send out for pizza or eat elsewhere. So I thought it would really be important to have Christina here. And this year, the Artist Studio Tour is keeping the momentum going and is keeping the Art Center in people's minds. But it's a little harder for them to see us, since all these programs are a bit scattered around town.
And yeah, but the time will happen that, all of a sudden, do you have, Christina, a date in mind for the grand opening, or?
We hope to have a big celebration in September.
September,
where,
that quick.
Where everyone will be invited. But our courtyard will be open in June. Our first concert is on June 15th.
Who's playing?
We have Out of the Blue to kick us off. And so we hope everyone can come down to Carpinteria and join us. Now we have great train service even.
What are we calling that now? The Linda Fairley Courtyard?
Yes, in the Linda Fairley Courtyard. And one of the highlights of our remodel is the previous Cajun Kitchen. We're opening it up with a big door out onto our courtyard. So events will be able to flow in and out of our cool. gallery space and will be available for rent for public-private events.
Fantastic. Things are really happening there. I mean, this is just fantastic how quick this has gone, how exciting this is. You have 20 classes coming up. Tell me a little bit more about the artist tour. It's Saturday, May 12th and Sunday, May 13th from 10 to 5. There's 32 artists. A good place to start off is the Palm Loft Gallery. Right?
Yeah,
yes.
That's at 410 Palm Avenue, right before you go over the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
It's a good way to orient, because we have the one or two images from each artist. They're not necessarily images, because we also have, for example, Joe Sachs, who's on our committee that does these sculptures with bonsai trees and ceramics that he makes.
And there's
the crafty ladies that really is more of a craft, but we always enjoy having them join us too. But it's a good way to come in and see who you like and then go out into the community and try to see as many as you can.
Once you go to Palm Loft, you'll say hi to Arturo there and thank him for all the work he's done with Carpinteria Bluffs, for example. But it's an opportunity to go and take a look at what 32 artists have got in store for you on that weekend, the 12th and the 13th May. You can actually go and pick who you want to see and then go visit who you want to see. And it's really, it's friendly, it's interesting, it's fascinating to see. You get the ultra, OCD artist where everything is perfect. Then you get the big slob artist where everything is just a big mess. And, then you get the wonderful people who like to bake something for the people that come, and then you get the people that are very private that don't offer anything. Then you get the people who say, have a glass of wine with me. I mean, you get all ranges.
Yeah, and even this year we've got Larry Nimmer joining us as sort of a performing artist, and I don't know what he's going to be doing, but
what is that?
It says we'll interactive pieces.
Interactive.
And also Heather Young and
clothing optional.
Oh, you know about him going to Burning Man.
But at the Soul Nest Studio, people will also be able to create their own art in her studio.
Cool.
So bring your open mind and come have some fun out in Summerlin and Carpinteria.
And how did we find you, Christina? Where did you come from?
I went to college here in Santa Barbara, and I decided I did not want to leave this area.
Where are you from originally?
Originally inland, close to Bakersfield.
Okay.
And coming to the Santa Barbara area and finding Carpinteria, the arts are alive in Carpinteria.
Yeah, definitely.
We have so many incredible artists. And it's an exciting time for the Arts Center as we complete our capital campaign. We're 97% complete. We just have
97%
complete of our goal, 3.1 million. We just have 100,000 more to go. And then we will be done with raising funds for our new building.
Yeah, if someone's out there wants to be the finisher, closer, and actually that can be matched. So even if you came forward with $50,000, that would close us out. So,
what a marvelous achievement. It's fantastic. So Christina, how do people find out more about the studio tours? How do they find out? Summer camp, Art by the Sea, I'm seeing poetry readings,
yes.
Out of the Blue opening, the courtyard, etc.
Our webpage, www.carpinteriaartscenter.org, or you can call us at 805-684-7789.
And the arts are alive in Carpinteria for sure. And I know, Ted, you've been an absolute, in the wheelhouse the entire time, many years, pushing for this.
I think I've been doing the tour since maybe I joined the committee maybe the second year.
Since your 10th year.
And so it's like been a 10 or 11 years, and then kind of pushed it to the next level with the help of Gary and Jerry Campopiano and Kim Snyder and Joe Sachs and Leanne Anderson and
Well, thank you guys for coming in. We'll see you at the tour on Mother's Day, Carpinteria and Summerlin Arts Tour. Do not miss it. Thank you both.